Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Mud, sandbags, water down State Street. You may remember the Salt Lake City floods of 1983, and maybe even those of 1952. But did you know about the 1923 flash flood that left the northern Utah town of Willard completely underwater? A severe thunderstorm rolled in from the west and hit Willard and its neighboring town of Perry at 8:30 p.m. on August 13, 1923. A wall of water rushed out of Willard Canyon, quickly leveling the city's powerhouse and instantly submerging lowland fields and houses. The flood shut down automobile traffic along Highway 89, while mud and debris buried the tracks of the Utah-Idaho Central Railroad line. For Brigham City parents, the night of the storm was especially long. The flash flood stranded a group of teens attending a party in Willard. Fortunately, none of them were harmed, but others were not so lucky. Mary Ellen Ward and her visiting daughter-in-law drowned when floodwaters washed away their house. Mary Ellen's granddaughter Sylvia was found alive the next morning in a haystack just a few feet away from her grandmother's body. Rescue workers rushed Sylvia to the D Hospital in Ogden. Governor Charles Mabee responded to the disaster quickly and deployed the Utah National Guard to clear the roads. A county relief committee was also organized to collect funds to relieve the devastated farmers. But the property loss was enormous. The Box Elder News reported that hundreds of fine farms had been covered with rock and gravel, crops washed away, animals and poultry destroyed, and orchards ruined. The loss will run into hundreds of thousands of dollars. In fact, it was October before the sanitary conditions in Willard again met state health standards. Tune in next week to learn about efforts to control future floods in Willard. Research and writing for this episode of the Beehive Archive were provided by Rebecca Anderson. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.